LM chapter 11, Mishnah 7, Kerenagula, curved horn, musical instrument, an animal's horn that they use as a musical instrument, Tamah, so that is susceptible to impurity, Upshuta, but if it's straight, Tahara, then it is pure. And the reason being that if it's bent, it can also be used as a receptacle. It's got a part of it that could contain, let's say, water, and therefore it can also be used as a receptacle. Imasa Mitsupis Shalmatekis, if it's got a metal mouthpiece, then tmeah, then even if it's straight, it is susceptible to impurity, because that metal mouthpiece makes the whole thing susceptible to, like a metal utensil, and therefore susceptible to impurity, even if it doesn't have a place that can hold water. Hakav shela, the bell, which is the opposite end, the big part at the end. If they make that part of metal, then Rabbi Tafon Matama, he says it is Tama, the Chachamim Mataharin, and the rabbis say that it is pure. Ubshas Chiburan, but when they put it all together, so that was talking about where the bell was separate. Is it susceptible to impurity in and of itself? And that's the machlokas. But when the whole thing is together, Hakol Tama, then everybody agrees that this whole thing can now become Tama. It's now one musical instrument with a metal bell, and it can become tamer. Geotzibol, similarly, a similar case, Knei Menorah, a candle holder, Tohorin. So when it comes to the candle holder, the stems are pure, but Aperech Vabasis, but the candle holders themselves and the base are impure. They are considered utensils separately. And when you put it all together, Hakol Tameh, then the whole thing can become impure as one unit.